I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By the middle of May 1787, the Constitutional Convention, set for a May 25th start, still did not have a quorum. But being situated as it was in Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania delegation was complete. And spearheaded as it was by James Madison, the Virginia delegation was also. Every day, the Virginia and Pennsylvania delegates would make the trip to Philadelphia's State House to check on the arrival of other state delegations. And every evening, they would have dinner together. James Madison was not terribly good at addressing a large assembly, but these small gatherings proved to be the ideal forum for Madison's considerable intellect. The convention's stated purpose was to tweak the Articles of Confederation. But over dinner and drinks, Madison began selling his plan for, as he put it, a total alteration of the present federal system. That plan called for abolishing the unworkable single-house legislature of the Confederation in favor of a two-house national legislature. That legislature was to have the power to supersede any law passed by a state that was judged contrary to the national interest, and, unlike the dysfunctional Confederal Congress, state representation would be proportional to that state's population. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.